he began to do a trucking business, transfer business, until the Depression hit, and he had about 11 young'uns then, and we just went down to where we were just nothing but paupers, and everybody in the country was nearly about like that. And I quit school, and back in those days, in order to help with the family.
Yeah.
Older brother had gotten married, and well, my dad wasn't making too much. We had a bunch of children we had to help raise, and I quit school for a year in order to help get over the hump, and went back to school and graduated from Bubbles High School. And as I graduated, I didn't have finance enough to go to college, so I went to work at the paper mill.
Yeah.
I worked there, and then went into the electrical department. I first started off in the lab with the chemistry department. Then I transferred to the electrical department. I worked there for 35 years and 8 months.
Mm-hmm.
In 1970, I had a heart attack. They wouldn't let me go back to work, and I've been, while I was at the mill, I did several other jobs. I started a little appliance business back after World War II. And then I left from that to electrical contracting. And still working at the mill, I had a partner. We rotated, you know, and run the business. And when I had a heart attack, I had to get out of business and retire.
Yes.
So I started buying a little real estate, and I wound up with this little hotel. It belonged to the union, and I bought it and moved in here, and we're having to try to make a living like it is now. Didn't get too good a pension. I get enough to live on, but...
Yes. Well, when... I want to ask you about the first house you were born in. You raised in. Can you tell
me
about that?
When I was born on the first house. It's been torn down since. I was born at home. And later we moved from place to place in Mogalusa. We rented most of the time. My dad never did own a home. He was had such a large family, he never did get that well off to own a home.
Yeah.
I built the first home for my dad and mother. I was single when the FHA first started. I borrowed $1,000 and built a home for them. Of course, it was in my name until I got married, and the day before I got married, I turned everything over to them. And the Lord's blessed me. I've been working hard. All the children work. None of them got to go to college. Everyone but two finished high school.
Uh-huh.
And we worked.
But you came following your dad yet, like, didn't you? Like, I mean, could he read and write?
My dad could read and write, but he didn't have over a fourth grade education.
Yeah.
And I had my mother's brother, he lived with us. He didn't have but a fourth grade education, but he wound up being superintendent in the paper mill,
mm-hmm.
with a fourth grade education. He had the know-how. He'd worked there all his life. My dad got him a job as a water boy, and he wound up superintendent before he retired at the paper mill, a paper zone department. His name was Carly. Had another brother, my mother's brother, Cleavy. He's taken all of the